Hello, can you hear me? Oh man, who was here a couple years ago when I brought some Sin City footage to show? All right, same crowd. Well, I was up shooting all night, got on a plane, made it out here. Barely. Somebody else missed the plane, if you can imagine who that might be. And no, go ahead, groan. Who else is disappointed Quentin missed his plane? Raise your hand right now. Wait a minute, I guess he made his plane. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Quentin Tarantino. Look at all the love, look at all the love. Barely made it, barely made it. Oh, if you had heard the groans right now. You want some water? I think you ran here.
Yeah, gruffy off.
It's great to be back here. Oh yeah, it says RRQT, back to back.
Yeah, like for our double feature.
It's like a crew, tour shirt.
Yeah, I think it's like a rock tour t-shirt.
So, we did bring some footage this time. Just to forward the goodwill from last time, you all were so good to us by not videotaping and letting us show footage, so we brought some footage to show. Even though I'm still filming, I stopped filming in a couple more days, and then we'll pick right up and start Quentin, so.
Yeah, I haven't started mine yet. I started mine in about 4 weeks.
About 3 weeks, yeah. Start your rehearsals, and then we get going. And we brought some of the actors with us, and we're going to take some questions from you guys. So first, I guess we'll start by talking about how this project came about. So this is the way I remember it. Before I did Sin City, I was thinking about this idea of doing double features, because I'd had an idea of doing maybe movies that were about 60 minutes in length and doing two of them, because I had a lot of old idea files of, it was like a zombie movie I'd been working on for a while, never quite got past 30 pages of it, and thought, I don't know if I could pad it out to a whole feature, but maybe I could make it 60 minutes. Maybe I could take a couple of these two 60-minutes and put them next to each other. And I had this old double bill poster for Dragstrip Girl and Rock All Night up in my room as inspiration. But then when I did Sin City, I kind of thought, well, that kind of took the place of that, you know, sort of shorter film format, and kind of gave up the idea until I went to go show Quentin his segment of Sin City at his house, and there on the floor in his, you know, littered living room floor.
My collectible living room. I live in a collectible Spanish-style mansion. With nothing but board games and videos
and film prints
and lobby cards and film prints everywhere.
And there's the same double bill poster that I had.
Yeah, they say Rock All Night and Drag Strip Girl.
And I went, shit, I had that poster. I thought, you know what? I had this idea about a year ago. What is the idea? Do a double feature. But I said, you should do one and I'll do the other. And right then he said, oh, we'll call it Grindhouse. We have to call it Grindhouse. So that's how the idea came about, and we started going on and on about it. And the reason why Grindhouse is because...
One of the things about it was, one of the things that I feel kind of sorry for like the, I guess the last generation or so, is they didn't have the fun of, one, going to like, everything is a mall theater, everything is a multiplex now. They didn't have that one bad theater in the neighborhood that was the ghetto movie theater that showed all the exploitation movies that didn't play just on video. They opened up for a week, you know, at the drive-in or at the grindhouses, and they were always double features. Well, Robert had that experience, and I've had that experience, and everyone before us had that experience. And the prints were shitty, and they looked like crap, but that was what was so cool about them. And so that's part of our idea here, is to try to bring that experience to the multiplexes in a big, gigantic 3,000 release kind of way, to actually do these kind of cool exploitation movies. Except one of the things about those exploitation movies is they always had the greatest posters, but the movies oftentimes, because they were so cheap, couldn't deliver on the poster. We're going to make two sleazy grindhouse movies that will deliver on the poster and beyond. But we wanted to create the entire theatrical experience, which meant it's not just one little movie here. It's like two movies and the exploitation trailers that go with it. And we want the trailers to be so good that if we do a Grindhouse 2, you're going to demand that we do those trailers as the next movie.
I think that idea of doing the trailers came from, you know, when you go to Quentin's house and he has a screening and he has a screening room there and he puts together a little film program for the night. He'll put together like a zombie movie with a slasher movie and he'll put trailers in between from legitimate movies of that era.
Right.
So we go to your house, we watch you and a group of friends, a couple of great trailers, see a feature.
A bunch of trailers, and then we'll see like Lucio Fulci's Zombie.
Right.
All right. Then some trailers, and then we'll see Sergio Martino's Torso. And that's a great night at the movies, man.
That's a night at Quentin's house.
Yeah, that's at my house.
Well, we want the whole world to have a night at Quentin's house. So let's make Grindhouse that experience.
Exactly.
That was the idea.
But now the one thing that's a complete misconception about what we're doing, maybe everyone didn't know it was a misconception, but it became that, is this isn't some Twilight Zone the movie kind of fucking thing, all right? They're not, you know, it started out, well, mine'll be an hour. Okay, bullshit on that. You think I'm gonna fucking make something that's an hour long? No.
We started out with that ambition.
We started off there and we failed miserably. This is not a faux double feature.
Anymore.
This is two fucking movies for the price of one. Now, if you don't want to stay in the theater that long, then you can leave and then just pay again and come see the next one, all right? But if you want it, you got two for the price of one. And this is not some like little fun left-handed, oh, wouldn't it be kind of cool to work with Robert? This is my next movie.
This is
Robert's next movie.
Yeah.
And we love each other and we're just putting them out together for all y'all.
In fact, Bob Weinstein's here somewhere in the audience. He said, people are going to feel ripped off when they go see other movies after this. And they say, what? We only see one movie for this ticket price?
Your $10 will be well spent in Grindhouse, baby.
We actually had to even shut down production at one point because my 60-minute script turned into 110 pages or something, and Quentin's turned into 130, and I was like, we have to figure out how to get this out by December, and so never happened, so ended up pushing to April, but we really wanted to have it out by December.
Yeah.
So,
but instead, we just changed it to Easter.
I'm going to bring out a couple people that you saw in the trailer, just to have a couple other faces out here. You remember her from Sin City, the beautiful, the talented Marley Shelton. Please come forward. Saw her machine gunning down the undead with her leg, Rose McGowan. We're gonna take a couple questions before we bring out a few more people. This is how we usually do it. We usually take like three questions at a time, and then we'll answer like the best one or two of the bunch. So first three questions. Who's first? How do you take questions?
Over here?
Yes.
Okay, I am completely fucking beside myself right now.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Not only does Grindhouse look to be the best movie ever made, but Quentin and Robert, you're two of the biggest inspirations to me as an independent filmmaker for many, many years now. And
thanks, sir.
Just quickly, just want to say, Quentin, first of all, I assume, Robert, you shot this digitally. Quentin, did you do the same thing?
We haven't shot Quentin's yet.
Haven't shot mine yet.
Have you decided if you're going film?
No, I'm going to go film on mine.
Shooting film on Quentin's.
Okay, and like do the Grindhouse look put in.
Oh, hey. I won't be able to help get that. I'm shooting it myself.
No, we're actually going to drag it through the streets and get all that.
I'm going to wipe my ass with it a couple of times. Send it through the El Paso drive-in theater.
Now, why did those prints look so bad? It's because you were explaining they don't think they caught. You know, these days you put out 3,000-4,000
prints. Yeah, one of the reasons that these old prints, like the prints of these you see in the theaters would look so bad is now you come out with a film in 3,000 theaters and one big go and it's a big opening weekend. But that's not how they did it with the exploitation films. They made made like maybe 10. If you were lucky, they made 10, and they would take it from city to city to city. So it would take an entire year for it to kind of go all around America. So, hey, if you were in New York that first week and it was the first engagement, yeah, you got good looking shit, all right? But after like 30 states, after playing in the worst theaters you could possibly play, they were like beat up pieces of shit. And we love that.
We love that scarring that goes on there. And I say, oh, go ahead.
I'm gonna bring out
your cast. Okay, cool. Before I ask another question, we're going to go ahead and bring out some of Quentin's cast for his upcoming movie.
Yes, I've got some of my cast. Now, the thing is, you could tell Robert's was a zombie movie. Mine is...
Oh, not zombies.
Okay, it's infected people. Umberto Lenzi, it's an infected people.
It's so much more than that.
So, Robert's is... Okay, mine is a slasher film. All right? But a slasher film at 200 miles an hour. And it's called Death Proof. Now, I have one announcement to make, and we'll go on to the questions. Now, we have these lovely ladies here. However, every slasher film needs a killer. You know, not a monster, he's a killer, he's a man, he's a human being. All right. Well, I can announce here for the very first time who that's gonna be, because we just made the deal last night. But rather than just say his name, he has a wide rogues gallery of characters. And the character he'll be playing is Stuntman Mike. And I think it's going to be one of his best. But let me just say one of his past roles to see if you know who he is.
Say he was going to be right up there, one of his best
characters. Oh, yeah, this will be right up there. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, he even said this will be one of my best characters. So I'm going to say one name of a character he's played and see if you know who he is. Snake Plissken. Jack Burden, Elvis, Aaron Presley, Kurt Russell is going to be Stuntman Mike, terrorizing these lovely